Mexico City is teetering on the edge of a massive water crisis. The reservoirs that are critical to the city's water supply are at historic lows. Authorities are warning of major shortages. From Mexico City, Emily Green reports.
I was in the middle of reporting this story from my home when this happened.
This is the water currently coming from my sink faucet.
With a sink full of dishes, the water stopped running altogether. It wasn't entirely a surprise. Mexico City is in the middle of a water crisis. Authorities have restricted water flow from the reservoirs, resulting in low pressure across large swaths of the city, and sometimes none at all.
The water situation in Mexico City is at a very critical level, and it's getting more severe throughout the years.
That's Tamara Luengo, a water expert in Mexico City. The reservoirs that supply around 20% of water to the city's 22 million residents are drying up. They are less than half full due to abnormally low rainfall in recent years, which means the next few months will be critical until Mexico City's rainy season begins. That's still 3 months away. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says officials are addressing the water shortage. He says new wells are being drilled, and authorities are repairing equipment to extract more water from existing wells. Aging infrastructure is a big reason for Mexico's water crisis. The city loses around 40% of its supply to leaks. Here's Luengo again.
This unsustainable water management accentuates the severity of the water situation in the city.
And climate change is making the situation exponentially worse. For some residents in Mexico City, access to water is a daily battle they're all too familiar with. Ecatepec is a working-class city on the capital's northern edge. On a residential street, neighbors pour out of their houses. They are eager to show me what they live through. Maria Cristina Playas holds out a bottle filled with a dark brown liquid. She says this is the water that comes through the tap. I lean down to smell it.
Ooh, it really smells like sewage. It's disgusting.
Mitad de la calle tenemos esta agua y la otra mitad no tiene agua.
Playa says half the street gets this water out of their tap, and half the street gets no water at all. It's been this way for years. To get by, residents here pay for water to be trucked in from private companies. For her family of four, Playa spends around $70 a month on non-drinkable water just to clean the dishes and flush the toilet. It's money she doesn't have.
Aunque nosotros nos ajustemos a 1,000 liters que nos surtan, no alcanza.
We make do with 1,000 liters we receive, but it's not enough, she says. In some parts of Mexico, water is so precious that armed guards accompany water tanks to make sure they aren't stolen. About 12 hours after the water stops running in my apartment building, in one of Mexico City's upscale neighborhoods, a truck arrives carting a water tank. It's a private company. A worker connects a tube from the tank to the building's cistern. Water begins pouring in, 10,000 liters of it. Water here has rarely seemed so precious. Climate change and mismanagement have exacerbated the inequalities between those who have access to it and those who don't. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in Mexico City.